Hey, good morning, Christy. Good morning, Andy. And good morning, Sioux Falls. Welcome to Tuesday, your pop quiz question. Plan B is, of course, Brad Pitt's production company. But who started it with Brad Pitt? Who still has a piece of Brad Pitt's Plan B? Is it Jennifer Aniston, George Clooney, or is it Jerry Seinfeld? Answer in just a minute. No, got another New York Post headline with Amanda Knox facing extradition to Italy since being found guilty of murder. Again, New York Post headline screams, Knox and a hard place. I get it. I like that. That's good. 10 odds and ends, sort of getting caught up after last week's all Super Bowl stuff, just house cleaning. Police found 70 packs of heroin inside Philip Seymour Hoffman's condo. Here's the hot story, though. In New York, where Philip Seymour Hoffman died of that overdose, we are now learning that there has been a rash of heroin deaths in the New York area because of tainted heroin. Police now believe that the heroin that killed Philip possibly was tainted. Boy, that is sad. Lindsay Lohan has been banned from every big club in Soho, the Meatpacking District, the Village, Tribeca, and Chelsea on the Lower West Side of New York City. She can't catch a break. Honey Boo Boo was causing a scene, riding around in a shopping cart to Miami Grocery, yelling at people, just acting like a brat. Her mom, completely ignoring her, didn't seem to bother her any. Here's some sad news for you. Leonard Nimoy is now wheelchair-bound on oxygen everywhere he goes. Leonard Nimoy. Celebrities moving to the Hamptons, but hey, like anywhere else, you know, there's a good and bad neighborhood in every place, even the Hamptons. Scarlett Johansson paid $2.2 million for a four-bedroom house. Jay-Z bought a four-bedroom house in the Hamptons. But instead of costing $2.2 million, it costs $25 million. Gee, I wonder who lives in the better neighborhood. Celebrity sightings, all riding bicycles on the Hermosa Beach Strand to Santa Monica. Jessica Alba and her husband, Cash Warren. Jay Leno and his wife. And then there was Pink and her daughter on a basket in the handlebars. And Drew Barrymore and her daughter on a basket on the back bumper. And has Hollywood fallen out of love with Obama? What? The most liberal of all Hollywood, Cher, tweeted she has lost all of her faith in President Obama's leadership. It's really the first time I've heard anything like that out of Hollywood. And who has Plan B with Brad Pitt and has been a part of it ever since the beginning? Jennifer Aniston, George Clooney, or Jerry Seinfeld?
Ooh, George Clooney.
I say Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston and Brad started it when they were together, and she has remained on the board. Oh. They may not be sleeping together, but they're still in business together. Have a great day, everybody. Take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow from Hollywood. Mike Evans, see ya.